Morning show at East Coast FM, and joining us is Tina Koumarianis. Hello to you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Okay, great talent around County Wicklow.
Oh, I loved her singing. I was listening to her outside and it was really lovely. Now, listen, before you kick off, I want to say hello to two very important people.
Yes.
Stephen and his brother from DPD, who came and did a delivery, but they knocked on the door to tell me how much they enjoy your show, and they listen when they're on the road every day. They listen to you. So Stephen, thank you very much. Excellent service. And the only other thing is the St. Patrick's Day parade meeting at 7 o'clock tonight in the annex, the RDA hall.
Right. Have you got it all in there?
I've got it all in. Now we can continue with what I'm actually supposed to be
okay,
doing.
Okay. Well, let's see which ones we will pick to get them all in, would you think?
Okay.
So any particular importance?
No. Well, we'll start with the five dates.
Okay. One and two. Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
Hi, Tina. So I had five great dates with a guy and we slept together on the fifth date. He showed a lot of interest in me and always initiated the plans. I said, however, that he wasn't texting me as much as this fifth date. So I asked him if he wanted to keep seeing me and how he was feeling about us. He replied saying, I'm not sure how I feel at all. I'm a little confused, but I think I want to keep seeing you unless you want to call it a day. I replied asking what he was confused about and said, I have genuine feelings for him and want to keep seeing him. He said, I don't think I'm fully over my ex and I feel it's affecting me opening up to you. I have feelings for you too. I wouldn't have slept with you if I didn't. He had mentioned his ex previously. They had only broken up about 2 months ago at Christmas. So finally, I just asked him what he wanted to do next, and he said, if you want a definite answer right now, I can't give you one because I haven't a clue what I want. So maybe give me time to figure my life out. I'm feeling under pressure and it's making me stressed. I just replied saying, okay, this was 1 week ago. Should I text him and ask how he is, or was this just an excuse to end things with me? He really seemed genuine and we had a great connection. It's hard seeing him on social media and not seeming to care.
Well, my immediate reaction was, maybe the old bedroom scene wasn't that great, but that's just me and maybe I'm being very unkind. It just seemed very strange after five dates that he'd suddenly call it a day. Anyway, we'll start at the end with the social media aspect. It's hard for you to see him interacting with his friends, but remember, that's what we all do, interact with friends online. The alternative is for him to lock himself away in his room and get even more sad and confused if that in fact is what is happening. I do think he does really like you. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone on five dates with you. However, sleeping with him may have brought back memories of his girlfriend, and 8 weeks isn't a long time to be separated from somebody you had a lot of feelings for. Unfortunately, there is the other side of the coin. Maybe he didn't find your one night in the sack quite as riotous as he was hoping for, and he's decided to move on. But if that is the reason why he's not seeing you, as you had got on so well with you on your other four dates together, it might have been worth his while to see if a second time round might have been worth a try before chucking in what appears to have been an otherwise very good relationship. Everybody needs time to breathe and try to get over that person. And yes, going out with other people does help, but if it's too much too soon, sadly it can seem overwhelming and the person may want to step back and gather their thoughts for a while. He can't give you an answer because probably part of him is hoping to get back with her and part doesn't want to let you go. Not just as a better-than-nothing girlfriend, but because deep down he knows that this is a new start with a person who really does have feelings for him. Sadly, in life, we can't choose who we fall in love with, and often it's the person we can't have that we want the most. Sadly, that's human nature. If his ex-girlfriend is seeing someone else, that will make her even more attractive to him. If I were you and you really, really like him as you seem to, I would drop him a text just saying you're thinking of him and hope he's doing okay. No more than that, because otherwise it'll look like you're badgering him. That way he knows that you're still in his thoughts without you being demanding. You're not seeing anyone else at the moment, so I would give him a couple more weeks and you can actually ask him, you know, can you see him, as you would like to know where you stand with him. That way you've been patient for a while, but won't be used or made a fool of. Summer's coming, life will pick up. There's a lot of other deserving men worthy of your company out there, so don't waste too much time on someone who can't make up their mind what they really want.
Okay.
Would you agree with that, Declan?
Well, you're the expert. No.
Would you chase him?
No,
you'd let him go. Yeah.
Keep him in the orb of...
But go window shopping while you're waiting. Yeah, exactly. Yes, I would go window shopping, yes.
very quickly, we move on to two. Dear Tina, asktina@gmail.com. Please, can you help me? I have a problem with my mother-in-law, and it's not the usual. She's a very attractive woman for her age and has been divorced a number of years because of her various infidelities. And the problem is she has now started flirting with my father, who is of a certain age and is enjoying being flattered. My mother is a very timid, quiet woman who is quite shy and looks the other way. How can I tell my mother-in-law to back off and this is not acceptable? Acceptable without causing huge problems in the family?
Listen, if she's that cheeky that she openly flirts with your father in front of you and your mother, then there's no polite way of putting this. She's a predatory cow and must be treated as such. She's taking advantage of your mother's good nature and your father's stupidity, and he is clearly hoping you are too concerned about keeping the peace in your own marriage to cause a scene. That's where she'd be wrong. Of course you can talk to your husband and tell him to speak to his mother about it, but you know what they're like. Anything for a quiet life, he'll probably just pass it off as your imagination or that his mother is just being friendly. If that is the case, you're going to have to take this lady aside and tell her that you are very uncomfortable with her close interaction with your father, that it's insulting to both you and your mother, who is way too much of a lady to broach the subject with her directly. But you suggest, if she's feeling predatory, to look elsewhere. Otherwise, she won't be welcome in yours or your parents' home again. I know it may sound brutal, but if someone is this cheeky, then sadly you have to spell it out for them, as they're probably used to getting their own way, especially if they're very attractive. It may also be worth talking to your father. Take him aside, tell him to grow up. He has a lovely wife who stood beside him all these years. Is this silliness worth breaking up the family over, as it will not only affect his own marriage at the end of the day, but yours as well? That's what I do with her. She's cheeky. Yeah. Smack, and not on the knuckles.
I do no harm. I mean,
being friendly, batting the eyelids. No. She's got to back off. She's got to go. You know, I've met women like this who are huntresses. They can't be bothered looking for their own men. They just go and poach other men, women's men, and we don't like that.
No, but what do you think of that line, though? She's been divorced a number of years because of her various infidelities.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, she's obviously
a
very... Yes, history. A very attractive woman, and she's seen something that might look quite tasty, and she can't be bothered going out window shopping. She thinks she'll just have a bit of that. Yes.
Yeah, okay. AskTinaK@gmail.com. Thanks, Tina.
Not at all.
Good to see you as always. Hope all the meetings go well. And
thank you. And Stephen and his brother. Bye.
Bye.